Aircheckdownloads.com.
Nigel Williams is in for Kevin Greening after the news. See you tomorrow at 10. Your life, your music for London. This is 102.2 Smooth Radio.
It's 1 o'clock, good afternoon. The cost of maintaining the underground now the contractor's gone under will be between £20 and £30 million a week.
Smooth Radio weather.
Good afternoon from Nigel Williamson for Kevin Greening. We have some good spells of sunshine, but one or two showers about. Quite mild in town. It's 21 degrees right now. There are a couple of great songs to get us into the afternoon show for 102.2 Smooth Radio. Four Seasons, providing inspiration for the Sister Sisters with December 1963. And a fine song from Chris Rea, Let's Dance. Over the years of my career, I've met up with Chris Rea on a number of occasions, and there's one, it's a fantastic story that sticks in my head. East West Records is his record company. They had this lovely building in, I think it was the time when things were going really well. So you got Simply Red doing really well, Chris Rea doing really well. And I met up with him in their offices, which were in Kensington. And we just sat in you like to have a good old chat. We just sat in this room and he looked down at the carpet, which had got the record company logo all over it. And he said, yeah, see that logo? I paid for that. It was kind of resenting the kind of luxury. So it's all my hard work that paid for that. Chris Rea, great guy, great music. Now, what are we going to do this afternoon? Kevin Greening's off for just one day, can I say. He's been on holiday for a couple of weeks and then off for one day. It's a tough old job working in the media, but someone's got to do it. So this is Nigel Williams here this afternoon. When we were doing the show for the past couple of weeks, we just had a little bit of feedback and interactivity going on in the show, and we'll have a fun one today. I just want you to use your creative muscle a little bit this afternoon and interact with the show. You can send me an email or a text message, or you can phone through to the studio and let me know what you think about this one. I've just been thinking about this amnesty that there is in television world at the moment, all in connection with, in quotes, reality television. After the Queen photo shoot debacle and the Blue Peter competition fining, of course, there's been a bit of a purge amongst TV producers. They're declaring like an amnesty. So they're basically saying to producers, look, if you've ever done anything, you know, a bit dodgy, underhand, then you should confess it right now. And the news is that we're expecting more confessions, maybe this afternoon or certainly over the next few days. So what do you think those things might be? You might want to take a serious tack on this, or you might want to be sort of just fun. I think the just fun will probably be more entertaining. But have a think. What is it that you're seeing right before your very eyes on the box that's all totally made up? Or what are those confessions going to be? Let your mind go and see what you come up with. Okay, if you want to call in with your suggestion, 0845 345 1022 is the number. 0845 345 1022. And with the risk of giving you information overload, you can text to 81022. Text will cost 25 pence plus your normal rate. And here are the Beatles.
Best songs from the past five decades and today. This is Smooth Radio.
I love that. That's my favourite Bob Marley song, Waiting in Vain, which comes from the historic Exodus album from 1977, so 30 years old. In fact, I got drawn in on a documentary that was showing on telly the other night, showing Bob Marley in town rather than about that period. And it's amazing how it jogged my memory, actually. I'd forgotten about this kind of link-up between the punk scene and the reggae scene as well, if you like, that whole sort of rebellious or feeling outside of society thing from both genres. And it was absolutely fascinating to see. And also, it's so interesting to hear Bob Marley chatting his way through what he thought about everything. Really interesting documentary if you get a chance to see it. Bob Marley's Waiting in Vain, The Beatles, and Ellen Rigby was before that. It's 1:24. Now, we're talking about this confessions of a TV producer this afternoon. We're expecting some more revelations about what's been going on behind the scenes. Who knows what it's going to be? So, obviously, so far we've had the Queen photo shoot story. We've had the the Blue Peter competition and the fine associated with that, getting somebody to stand in as a competition winner. What's going to happen? Maybe you want to come up with an amusing version. I've got this is Derek, who is in St Albans, who said maybe announcers will be warning you at the beginning of the show, things like contains bad language and violence and reality scenes of reality with artistic license. Yes, maybe they will warn us off thinking that it's really true. Or how about this one? The producers of EastEnders are going to have to confess that Albert Square is not in the East End, that it's actually at Elstree, and the Mitchell brothers don't really exist. They're just actors. Really?
The Lord of the Rings. Now on stage.
Your life, your music, Smooth Radio.
What's going on with that weather out there? 1 minute intense sunshine, next minute bit of a downpour going on. Hope you're coping all right. And we're British, we can do it. It's just gone 1:30, and this is Nigel Williamson for Kevin Greening on the afternoon show from 102.2 Smooth Radio, where we have the best songs from the past five decades and today, and stuff going on all the time. China Black there, and Bobby Bloom before that, Montego Bay, if I remember rightly. We had Squeeze In for 6 at 6 whilst I was doing the show for Martin Collins. That chosen by Chris Difford, who absolutely, or was it Glenn Tilbrook? I always get the two mixed up. Anyway, as an absolute favourite. And I said, oh, it's because you've got a house in the Caribbean. I said, no, not actually, no. It reminds me of going to Butlins as a kid. Actually, always down to earth, those guys. Now, we're having a bit of fun this afternoon, getting you to tell us about this TV producer's amnesty that's going on at the moment. There's a lot of hoo-ha about reality television and things that we are shown on television as actuality that have actually been, well, you know, kind of manipulated a little bit. And so there's going to be an amnesty there just to allow some stuff to come out. And apparently there are predictions that there are going to be some more announcements about stuff that we thought was true but wasn't really, was either massaged or we were totally duped. Thank you to Adrian in Slough, who says, well, surely it's got to be Gordon Ramsay. He's going to confess that he's that he's deeply shocked and offended by swearing and has an insecurity complex. Yes. And Caroline from Beckenham says that the producers of Doctor Who will confess that the TARDIS is just a police box. What, no bit in a different time zone? You're joking.
Do you remember Agatha's Beard?
Peter and Gordon from the 60s in A World Without Love, and it had to be David Bowie before that with Ashes to Ashes at 102.2 Smooth Radio, where you get all the best songs from the past five decades and today. How refreshing. It's 20 to 2. This is Nigel Williams here. Latest travel news for London is after this.
My favourite band at the moment, the Food Fighters. Yeah, the Food Fighters.
Smooth Radio travel.
If you're coming into town on the A40, the West Way is blocked at the moment. We've got a broken down lorry there and there's recovery going on at the moment. That's how it looks at the moment. We'll keep an eye on the travel situation for you, as always, through the afternoon. In terms of weather, still unsettled. We're getting some good periods of sunshine, but there's just those risk of isolated showers, and some of those downpours are quite significant. So be prepared. Top temperature at about 22 today. There's a guy whose albums are really worth revisiting, actually. Chubb's brilliant songs, Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind. If you listen at night time to Tony Meyer, he's playing a track at the moment with Christopher Cross on vocals with Peter White, the smooth jazz musician. And it's just it came on, actually, and it was before Tony had said what it was. And I thought, I've got to find out what this is. And then Tony said what it was after, so I'm going to be rooting that album out. Tony plays some great music from midnight through till 6 in the morning. Well worth checking out if you're out late or up early in the morning. It's a good listen at Smooth Radio, where we have the best songs from the past five decades. And today, this afternoon, we are getting you to talk about TV producer confessions. We've all been a sort of hoo-ha about reality television just recently, and we're expecting more revelations about what's been going on behind the scenes that we weren't really told about. Your suggestions have been fantastic. We've got Martin from Hemel Hempstead here. He says, now, the big confession has got to be that Big Brother is scripted. That's a hell of a production, isn't it? We've got Hugh in Leytonstone, who says, Nigel, TV producers and political pundits admitting that chimpanzees wouldn't necessarily do a worse job in Parliament, and any wear and tear would be offset by chimpanzee expenses, which in comparison would be Peanuts. Strictly Come Dancing, says Patricia in Wembley. The confession would be that actually the dances are performed by body doubles. Oh, that's very believable. Not that we're making an accusation, you understand. All the confessions are supposed to come out later on this week. If you want to text one through, it's 81022. That'll cost you 25 pence plus your network rate. Or you can give me a call on 0845 345 1022. And Jimmy Ruffin's coming up with What Becomes of the Brokenhearted on Smooth Radio. That's one of my favourite Motown songs, Jimmy Ruffin. What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. Now, it's Amal Amin who gets to choose the song tonight from 6 o'clock. It's the 6 at 6. It's a great session of chat and tunes with Martin Collins' Drive Show, and we have a star on the show every single day. Amal Amin is from The Bill and has a fantastic claim to fame. Child actor, okay, went to the Barbara Speake School in Chiswick to start with. At the age of 11, performed on stage with Michael Jackson at that year at the Brit Awards, 1996, the famous Jarvis Cocker year. I wonder what that was. You know, at 11, you're pretty impressionable. I mean, just being at the Brit Awards would be bad enough, the kind of rock and roll behaviour you'd see. But on that particular occasion, so we'll have to find out what his impressions are of that. It's in the 6 at 6 tonight, only here at Smooth Radio. We've got some Beach Boys for you to coax the sun in just a second.
The Lord of the Rings. Now on stage.
Your life. Music.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing.
Your London. The best songs from the past 5 decades and today. 102.2 Smooth Radio.
I remember as a kid thinking that a T-Bird was some kind of parrot. There's the Beach Boys and a song that'll live forever. Thank you, Joanne in Beckenham, who's just absolutely loving the music this afternoon and wants to mention Rennie, working in Bellingham at the moment, listening to 102.2 Smooth Radio. Here's Marv Johnson.
Aircheckdownloads.com.